Onondaga County continues taking the steps it needs to build a swimmable beach along the northern shore of Onondaga Lake. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that includes a series of public meetings showcasing what it would take to create a beach along what was once called the most polluted lake in the country.
The first meeting this week offered the public a glance at the schematic designs, construction documents, and costs of creating a beach. Holly Granite, project manager with the county's Office of the Environment, says part of a state-funded feasibility study includes finding out what the public thinks about a beach. And she says one of the biggest hurdles could still be convincing a public that's grown up with a polluted lake that it's now clean.
We're just realizing that the need for public education is probably greater than we anticipated, so we just need to get the data out there and have everyone understand what the water quality data is actually saying.
She says that data, going back to 2002, shows the water quality meets state and federal standards for safety. Some aren't convinced, though. Rochelle Brown of Syracuse attended the public session and wasn't ready to accept the data the county publicizes.
I'm not sure about the stringency, and I'm also not entirely convinced that they cover everything that might be of concern to me as a beach user, particularly long-term exposure to contaminants that are known to still be on the lake bottom.
There will be two more public information meetings before the end of the year that will offer more specifics about location and beach layout. County lawmakers get the final decision on whether to go ahead with the project after the feasibility study is complete. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.